The best tea in the city.
You know when you hear a baby girl, ne? Around your servants. You're like, oh, wow.
Well.
Did the Gauteng corrupt you already?
It's Gauteng, mo.
Hey, Mohan, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. Yes, I feel like this is home.
What do you mean you feel like this is home?
This is home.
Yeah?
Yes.
Saturday, you and Jenny, Chris Williams.
Yes.
Sounded amazing.
Thank you.
Not so long ago, Influential Fridays.
Yes.
Not a year or so ago, your bestie stand-in.
Yes.
I mean, hello.
That was the best.
Isn't it just?
Oh, it was.
All right. Oh, yeah, the beats are on the microphone there. There we go. Hey! Pelabo Fabulous. I like your hair. Is that your
Thank
hair?
Thank you. No, it isn't. But the Listen, hair on the cover is.
You have the receipt. It's your hair.
It is. Kirikili.
Kirikili. Yes. It looks good on you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it looks you're all... The soil.
Yes.
Let us meet Black Mambazo. Hambu Yosebenza. Why?
I love the song. I first heard it recently actually at a David Lale show.
Okay.
And so smoke screen, you know, dramatic.
Yeah.
Smoke screen, and then the song comes on. And I was like, yo, what a great song.
Wow.
What a great song.
Now, you went back home this weekend for
yes.
your book launch.
Yes, I did.
Tell me.
I did. So emotional.
Yeah.
So like the book launch has never happened in Polokwane.
All right.
And because I'm from there, it was really important for me to take it home.
Yes.
Not knowing what to really expect.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the people that came, oh my goodness.
Wow.
My family is so extra. But like a bus.
What?
I'm like, okay. So it really was amazing.
Yes. Where did this happen?
The turnout, Mall of the North.
Mall of the North.
Almost said Africa.
Yeah.
Mall of the North.
Yes.
Yeah, and the turnout was amazing because we weren't sure, but will they come at such a late time? Because it was like 5 in the evening.
Okay.
But they came in
All
the
right.
numbers. It was amazing.
They showing did. Up is one thing.
They did. We almost sold out.
Fantastic.
And we had to reorder like more stock when we saw the RSVPs.
Yes.
And we almost sold out. It was amazing. Just
well
like
done.
The greatest day of my life, I can easily say.
I can understand why it is becoming, it was emotional because there's nothing like getting love from back home.
There is nothing like it.
Yeah.
Nothing
it's like getting
like
that
it.
Stamp of approval, isn't it?
It is.
Now, the last time I interviewed you, your dad didn't get what you were doing.
Yes.
Does he still?
He gets it so much.
Muruti say, Muruti! We know you're telling me.
Oh my gosh, he gets it. He got to speak at one of the launches and he said, I'm so glad that you persisted. I see it now.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, you know. But I'm glad that
yeah.
he finally doesn't. And I understand, as Motswadi, you know,
yes.
you're worried, will this work? You're leaving formal employment to go try. What is this thing?
Yeah. And then mom?
My mom is so supportive.
Yeah.
Always been so incredibly supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She saw it from.
Almost like shed a tear
yeah.
now. Yeah, but she's so incredibly supportive.
Now, not only was the book launch successful, you got two amazing gifts.
Yes.
Tell me.
So the people back home in Limpopo are extra.
Yeah.
And they're so extra that I got sheep. I got two sheep to say, you know, well done. So now I'm a farmer.
There you go. The gift that keeps on giving.
Right.
I mean, why not?
Right. So thank God for this book. Who knows what else I'm still going to get.
But now, what are they going to do with the sheep?
I don't know. Maybe it's a good thing that it's December, festive, and then...
That's
Christmas.
Hey, investment. We'll never get the land back.
Where am I going to keep them? Because I'm here.
Hey, go to those who have the land and partition that land.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, go to the land claims court and says, you did that partitioned land, actually. It's my land.
Okay.
You see?
Okay. I get the plan. Okay.
All I'm saying is that at least start somewhere.
Let's,
all right?
Yeah.
Because sooner or later, there'll be a farm, the Lazy Makoti farm, where we all travel to. All right? 5-star.
I must trademark that idea. I must definitely trademark
it. I told
it.
You're home.
right.
All right.
I am.
Now, we have to go through the process of the book.
Yes.
Because for those who don't know, Lazy Makoti, the idea came about purely because you saw a lot of your friends, Bonfries.
Yes.
Young women, young wives, who are like, they feel a little bit inadequate. Especially when they are at the in-laws or when the in-laws are coming over, right? Because they can't really hold their own in the kitchen. And you're like, what? Mommy taught me, let me teach you.
Yes.
That's how the concept came to.
That's how the business started.
That's how, and then that, not only that, it then also metamorphed into you giving classes. Not only that, you started doing merchandising, like,
yes,
you know, the,
like
aprons,
the aprons.
And things like that. Now, the book.
Yes.
With so many recipes and styles of cooking, how did you even go about knowing what to put in?
So the book is something I had always wanted to do, especially after giving these classes. Okay. So I noted the recipes that everybody keeps wanting. And also I would ask people in the class, please bring your favorite cookbook and let's look at it. And I realized people only cook like 3 or 4 recipes out of that entire book.
Yes.
So I wanted to make a cookbook that you actually gonna use. Every single recipe in there, I want you to use it.
Okay.
And I want it to be simple.
Yeah.
I want you to open your fridge, open your pantry, and find that the ingredients are there. You're not intimidated. You're not going to the stores to find these things that you don't know, you don't recognize. And even how we wrote it, the measurements, it's a cup, it's a spoon, it's not ounces and whatever else to confuse you. Right.
Like, ounce-ing.
Yeah, so I want you to have no excuse.
Yes.
You open it up, you open the fridge, how? I've got all the ingredients.
Yes.
I've got a cup, I've got a spoon, let's go.
Let's go, yeah.
Let's go,
yeah.
Yes.
I like that. The simpler it is, the better. Mm-hmm. Is it partitioned in particular ways?
It is. So it has lots of different chapters as you go through the day. So imagine your day, it has a breakfast chapter, it has a lunch chapter, it has a dinner chapter, it has desserts, it has, you know, kumbule kaya, that stuff you're making when you're thinking of home, stuff I know we'll be making this festive.
Okay.
So it's amazing.
Give me an example of the kumbule kaya.
Kumbule kaya, gona le dombolo, mogodu, morogo, makaku. Yes, aspect.
You are nationalizing pap.
Yes, we are.
Yeah?
Yes, we are.
The fairy pap, yeah.
Yes. So, everything that is South African, I especially wanted this book to reflect us.
Okay.
I have a problem, had a problem with Getara, a cookbook, and it's a South African cookbook, Marakebonabu, Italian and Asian, and I feel like I'm not reflected in this.
True.
And I think it's insane in 2018 that there's still anything that
it
doesn't...
It had to take a bond free to change the status quo. I tell you every Monday.
We are that generation,
The future is here.
Yes, we are.
This is Lazy Makoti, and this is my top 10 at 10. More about... We're now going to page through and go through this book with her. Morao Seshweni is her name, but follow her at The Lazy Makoti. And we are live on Kaya TV. You can watch it now live. And we are not alone. Afropolitans are here. Hello.
Hi.
Do you want to be seen on TV?
Do they know from
that, or is that a career-limiting move? Oh, you are safe. Oh, all self-employed people here. I told you, we've got two brothers who've joined in. And how were they in the kitchen?
They were so great.
They look like they know.
I think they're chefs. Because they're like, must I cube this? Must I...
What?
Kere?
Yeah. Do I go with the cube thing?
Right?
What?
Kere, Mike the chef. Uba.
You must say dice. Okay, what started that idea? She's 32, by the way.
No. Don't lie, please, Uncle T. I'm 36, not 32.
Oh, you see, you give a woman a compliment. You give a woman a compliment. Anyway, go ahead with your 36.
I know I look yes younger, you know.
So what's the idea?
Sunlight,
yeah, good. Looks good on you.
Thank you, Dad. What started the idea was, like Mohau, I'm from a corporate background. And I was studying LeVets for some time, and I just finished my degree this year, March.
Oh.
And you know how it goes. I got retrenched. I was working for a petroleum company while studying.
Yeah.
And then I decided to study full time. And during the course of my studies, I thought to myself, you know what? I don't miss corporate. I don't like 9 to 5.
Yeah.
You know, I did a lot of introspection and I realized, Hori, you know what? Routine is just not for me. And then I sat down as I was about to finish with my degree and I thought to myself, that you are passionate about. And I liked what you said to Mohau when you started. You said, when passion meets purpose, you are onto something. You know, it really resonated, Lynn, because I thought to myself, you know what? This man is talking a language that I've been speaking for some time now because baking. I love baking.
Oh, okay.
And Pretoria Atrichville go high. And I thought, how about I turn this thing into a business, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And again, like Mohau, my mom and my sister were like, but I mean, come on, you just finished with a degree now. You must go and show the world,
Horobadile.
You know, how many people would love to have gone to the school, so drunk, so on.
Yeah.
And I thought, but I hate corporate. Honestly, you know. So anyways, to cut the long story short, what gave idea to Kitty's events?
Yeah.
It started off as baking, but Honore Nonki builder into Bana, you know, an old man who's like a father figure to me. And Armona, you know what, Komojo, do not limit yourself. Yes, it's all good and well to do baking, but it's a market. You know, a lot of things that we do, the very desaturated. But what is your unique selling proposition? Armona, do Kitty's events and you can make it unique in such a way that you target the creche. Out of how many people do you know that go to the creche and say, listen, I can be a runner? Because a lot of parents, they want to make their child's day special. However, somebody who can put that together, you know.
Well,
they just want to do that novelty cake or maybe the party packs or the cupcake. What did I say? Cupcakes, party packs, novelty cake, what have you. But they don't have time to see the day
as
it unfolds. So that's my area
and
of specialty.
Do you get hold of you?
Yes. You know what?
Are we following you
Uncle
on social
T?
Media?
Yes. I still need to get my Instagram and my WhatsApp page, my Twitter pages at the moment because the business is still very young. So I'm working on that.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
At Cutie Pies for now is the working title. At Cutie Pies. All right. It is the best thing in the city. My top 10 and 10. We'll be right back. There she is. Pretty as her kitchen. Eh? Delish. Okay.
Thank you.
I salute Mohau for enriching lives and for making the kitchen a less daunting place. Dora Sithole. So you went to the,
yes.
The goddess.
Kitotoma.
You went
high up. Yes, yes. She was actually my conversationalist for the Joburg launch. Another amazing evening.
Yes.
Yeah. I cried a lot.
Wow. And it looks like it's amazing how when you, I mean, you are trained as? You went to school for what?
Auditor. And then decided to go to
KPMG.
Yo.
Mohau Kichini.
Yes.
We have audit issues. We know you're busy.
I'm sorting. I'm fixing the country in other ways.
From inside the kitchen?
Yes.
So now, Anna, you followed this passion. And it seems like since you went this route, everything just seems to fall into place. But have you always been that girl?
I guess.
Who? From mom, from grandma? Who made you so domesticated? Who made it? I'm sure you didn't like it at first.
My mother. My mother is that girl.
Yeah.
My mother is that girl. I've been cooking since, she actually said at the launch in Polokwane, it's since grade 4. Which is, I don't know how old that is. Yeah. But since that old.
Grade 4 is actually you are 10.
Yeah. So I've been cooking since then.
At 6, yeah.
Yeah. So I've been cooking since then.
And how many in the house? How many kids?
Just me and my little sister.
And is she a cook as well? Is she in the kitchen as well or?
Not really, but she knows her way around the kitchen. If you live at my mother's house, you have to.
You have to.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I opened up this one particular page. If you've got the book, you can go to page 68. This is my favorite. This is how I wake up in the Mukwele household.
Aww.
Yeah.
Even today. Oh, wow.
All right? Yes. This is the best breakfast, the breakfast of champions.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
You want to be the best team in the city, start your day like this. Mm-hmm. Now, you saying, even in this book, the styling, you did it yourself.
Mm-hmm. So, what most people don't know is in South Africa, that's also another space that's largely untransformed. So, I don't know a black food stylist. So I knew that when I did this book, I wanted to style my own book because I feel like there's a perspective that only I can bring or only someone like me can bring.
Yeah.
So even the styling day,
there's just so much emotion in this one picture.
It is. Very
in
much.
In this picture alone, just looking at this, it just says, go home. Or you are home. All right?
Everything that you see in that is actual stuff from my grandma's kitchen. So the doileki, the crockery, all of those things. This is what my grandma used to make for us. Every holiday, that's what we'd have.
Now, when you cook pap or soft porridge, the last thing you want to do, koncha, barking?
Lumps.
Yeah,
yes.
So are you telling people how not to have lumps?
Yes, onto my family. Perfect. So we even have Rnali recipe makaku kamo. And that chapter.
I love standing in front of a stove. The one thing I can't cook to save my life is pap. I can't cook pap. For the life of me, I can't. I have tried and it's a mess all the time.
We are revoking your baby card.
Listen, you revoked.
Revoked.
Now, guys, I'm baby for politan, okay? Sorry. It's just messy. Thanks. Sorry. It's messy. That powder flying all over the place. Oh, no.
And you don't want to have a pup burn, hey?
I do have, actually. I hide it with the watches right there. I think maybe that's what turned me off, because the minute you start doing that volcano thing, there's like, boom, and it just fell on me. And the stupid me, instead of moving me, I'm crying, jumping, not moving it. And there it was, and I was still very young, in my teenage years. All right, but now, okay, let's go through this. So the breakfast that you're saying, there's a morning after?
That's the breakfast chapter. That is the breakfast chapter.
All you need to know about breakfast.
Yes.
The morning after.
It's not Wednesday.
In this chapter, we start with the most important meal of the day.
Yes.
The morning after. And it must be magnificent.
Mm.
Okay. Scrambled, poached, boiled, omelette.
So we start with the basics.
Mm. Okay. You show all the differences there. Mm-hmm. I like that. And basically, you say, I'm salivating. Mm. I just saw Kish and I started salivating.
Yes.
Hey. Yeah. Now, we moved on to spicy chicken livers.
Mm.
So basically, even how to make muffins.
Mm.
There you go.
Everything. So, everyone's going to be an expert this December.
Oh, wow. Cottage pie?
Yes.
Oh, no. This is for supper.
That's supper.
Okay.
So quick suppers, because I understand what Afropolitan, you're busy with you're studying, you're working, you wear so many hats, you don't have a lot of time. So I want to make it as easy as possible. Just pop it, 30-40 minutes, dinner is on the table.
30-40 minutes.
Mm.
So regardless of how time consumed you are, You can still make time to.
You can. I think it's also important for us to know what we're putting into our bodies. So when you get takeaways, do you know exactly what it is they make? Do you trust that the meat is actual meat? But now, if you're actually cooking, wabona, what you're feeding to yourself and your family.
Yeah.
Mm.
You're still single. What?
Yes, put that out there.
But you are.
As yes,
in
I
not,
am.
As in not married.
Yes, I am.
Single means not married, right?
I am. I'm single.
And you're a millennial. You are a born free. Mm. Therefore, the dating scene must be rather a bit challenging, because then you'll be seen as an old soul, aren't you? What? Why is she laughing?
Anyway, yes, you were saying.
But I can imagine.
What about it?
I can imagine. You are an old soul. You, and he's like, let's go out for dinner. You're like, I'd rather cook for you.
Not on the first date, no.
Of course not, but still.
Yeah. I guess I am an old soul. I don't know what that means in relation to, like, cooking, because I believe everybody should cook.
Yeah.
Why don't you know what you're putting in your body when you only have but this one body?
Are you still, are you saying therefore being domesticated is still necessary, is still relevant?
Yes, for everyone and not just women. I think
exactly
this is where
point.
We get into that, you know,
and I don't know,
terrain.
Okay. And I understand because when we come from a patriarchal society,
we
think when you say domesticated,
we immediately think.
Yeah, because I can cook, I can iron, I can clean, I can even wash my own clothes. I'm domesticated, right?
You are.
Yeah, so is it still necessary?
It is. You're an adult. Why can you not do things for yourself?
I can
outsource. Just think of it that way.
I can outsource.
Okay, that's also an option. That's also an option, if you can. But I don't think you can always. Like holidays, now ke festive. Money must also go home to her family.
Uber Eats.
That's what you're going to have for Christmas lunch.
No, I'll call Lizzie Makoti. I'm sure it's the busiest time of the
year. I'm also going home to be with my family.
You want to let money slide?
I'm going home to be with my family.
Because honestly speaking, and Lali, Miss Mashigo.
Hello.
Oh, by the way, she's a caterer.
Oh.
Are you going to tell me, I'll give her the microphone, there she is. Are you going to tell me that you're going to let money slide during the festive season purely because?
Never. Never.
So you're a caterer, right? And who do you cater for?
I cater for kids and some of my friends in.
Yeah. Okay. So in other words, so anyone who comes to you and says, please prepare food for me and my guests, you will do it.
I'll do it.
Yeah. And then which area?
Even at night.
Even at night. You see my point? Thanks. So now, which areas do you operate?
Pardon?
Which areas? Where are you based?
Soweto.
And Lesego Swart, hello.
Hey.
You're also a caterer, right?
Yes, I actually own a business called Sugar Plum House. So
Plum House?
Yes, she's my head cook. Yes,
okay.
So I do corporate events and catering. So it started off as events, and then one day, Ko UJ, they're like, we need food. Why do you only do this? And then that's where I brought her in.
Okay.
The whole fold, yes.
All right, so now, only for UJ?
They're my biggest client.
Nice
the
one.
Corporate.
Congratulations.
But it's mostly as conferencing, team building, especially around Soweto, because people think Soweto ki vila ga
tsi fela. Yeah,
so
that's why I brought her in, because yena ki head cook ko gae vele dijo, you know, it's like how you say ko gae dijo le ko gae, same thing.
Yeah,
food, there's no one ko gae who doesn't know how to cook.
And now here you are, do you find that you who so would you take business and orders from anyone, from an individual?
Yes, I do, from individual. But the reason why I said corporate was because of Gerato Dilaka structure. People tend not to be organized most of the time. So I had a lot of running budget. Let me have my niche.
Yeah.
Because people are not paying attention to.
Yeah.
So that I give up the attention that they need.
Okay. Bizu, Tabo. You are a private chef.
Yes, I'm a private chef.
So you're a private chef, meaning I invite you to come to my house.
Yes.
And you cook from my stove.
I cook from your stove inside.
Wow, so do you see what I mean?
I see.
I'm saying, Hore, but please, we got this covered.
I see.
Nah, guys, I'm from today, I'm 34. Because, I mean, listen, I've got the book. I'll give it to Thabo.
Finish.
Because that's all you need, right?
That's what I need.
And then, by the way, how much are you going to charge me? What is the ballpark? What is the going rate?
Okay, it just depends, you know. I'm saying if you want three course meal, it will depend on saying, maybe let's say $300 per person.
Oh, per pe-
yeah.
Sure.
$300
per person. Fuck, $10,000.
Hey.
If you don't want to cook.
I get him a private chef.
And he's a private chef. Think of all the training.
Coloquy, everything that I come there, you know. That's why I love.
Who taught you to cook?
My mother taught me how to cook.
How do you know she cooks?
Who? My mother.
You know what I mean? How do you know? What is your benchmark? What is your test?
Of
saying Roisin and she was the best cook.
Because
So after that, did you take it to school?
I took it to school. So I studied at HTA.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And therefore qualified chef.
Yes, qualified.
So you decided to go private.
Yes, I decided to go private because if you calculate it, like we've got too many caterers and things like that.
Yeah.
So we just need to share the industry and things. Yeah.
And now for people to use your service, so how do they go about it?
So most of the time, like, I consult because I come from Kagiso.
Okay.
So I just consult for other restaurants, changing menus and things like that.
Oh. But
if people want me as a private chef, so I come and I do it for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Nice models that are available for you at your disposal.
Mm.
Yes. I know we are kind of challenging Lazy Makoti here, but...
I want to talk about one recipe that's in there.
Yeah.
Unkombot. Everyone, every single person has said, thank you for including that.
Oh,
and this
wow.
is what I'm talking about. If that one aunt, because there's always just one aunt that knows how to
yes.
make it. If Asiro or Alukwateti,
because
she knows.
You know, no, now that you say it, my favorite girl has passed on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And this is Mamukwili's grandmother from her maternal side.
Mm.
Every time I wanted Jwalaba Soup, I would call her. Me. She's like, and then she'll just make me a 5 liter and then we'll go enjoy with friends. Now she's gone.
And it's insane that it's always only one person that knows. And then we're waiting for her to arrive and make
it. Why is it? Is it really a delicate process?
It's just simply because we're not learning. It's simply because we're not prioritizing Rena. We are not learning.
Well, everything that is in here you can make.
I made everything. The proof is in the pictures. We actually had to make everything and style it and take
Why
all
are you
those
not a
pictures.
Private chef? Because right now I could just have a party from combo to dessert.
But I made the book so that you can learn, so that we can begin to preserve, begin this important work of passing down this knowledge. Because it is going to die out. Think about like 20 years from
so
now.
Right. Yeah.
We Camera. Need... Bon.
It's in here. Yeah?
Yes.
I have a feeling there's even a recipe for making tea in here. She covered everything. We'll be right back.
I love the song.
Are you hinting?
I'm not.
Yeah?
I'm not.
Gandla Simu. Hola Rambeo.
Rafitla, aeroplane Rafitla.
Yeah. Plus, you have a picture with the former.
We
saw you. Hey, there's a chapter in your book.
By
the way, there's a chapter in your book about leftovers.
Yes.
Tell me, do we throw them away?
So I think like most people, we grew up with a mom that always said, you know, don't throw food away.
Yeah.
So another thing.
But usually it was said with a lot of warning and.
Yes.
Because somebody is starving somewhere.
Yes.
Why are you throwing away food?
Yes. So that's one of the things that I'm passionate about, repurposing leftovers so that you can have them again.
Okay.
Making them, you know, different so that if you're having a curry today, tomorrow you're making it into a pie, the next day you're making it into chicken lasagna, for instance. So I want you to be able to repurpose them, especially if, you know, you're a busy mom, you cook like in bulk today,
yes.
and then for the rest of the week, you see how you're going to chop and change.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that pumpkin
guinyas. Yes. Fritters.
Yeah.
Fritters.
Yay. pumpkin.
Yes, so that's also from the leftover chapter.
Yeah.
So it's just butternut mash that you have, or you can even use sweet potato mash. Maybe on a Sunday, today is Monday.
Yeah.
What do you do with it? Just add some flour, some baking powder, some egg, and then fry that.
Yeah.
That's something different.
Ah.
So you're fooling the family into thinking you were slaving in the kitchen.
Hey. That's why mom is always the best, right?
Yes.
Desserts.
Yes.
And now that Christmas is coming, I saw something here. Woo! Don't invite me into your house unless you're going to make me this, a truffle. love truffle.
Okay, you are Betty.
Yes.
Give you the card back.
Through and through. Yes. Thank you. Delay, have fun. The colors. Did you make it today?
No, not today.
Ah.
That are the disappointment. I'll bring one tomorrow.
This is looking delicious. But now, again, there are so many other recipes about the truffle, about all that we have made here.
Mm.
Somebody will say, I make it differently and so on. And so there's room to do whatever you want, but at least here is a step-by-step of at least how to do it, especially if you don't know how to, right?
I especially wanted those people that claim, you know, they don't do well in the kitchen. I wanted this book to show you, no, actually, it's that simple.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. The book is available?
It is available.
Only in hard copy, or is it downloadable? Because, you know, tablets and iPads.
Unfortunately, only in hard copy.
Even
but
better.
it's available everywhere. Literally, there isn't a place where you can't find it. I don't know if I'm allowed to say where.
Say everything. This is Kaya, baby.
So, Exclusive Books, CNA, Bargain Books, Loot, Take a Lot, and as of late this month, Woolies. So, literally everywhere. You can't say that you can't find this book.
That's why you're pretty like that, girl.
Yes.
You keep pushing. You keep moving.
Yes.
Now... Last but not least,
yeah,
but time flies, eh?
It does.
While you're off air, you say, okay, it is a book, a recipe book, but is a button of passing down traditions.
It is.
Is that important for you?
Oh, it's absolutely important to me. I remember years ago, and I always tell the story, I remember years ago stumbling upon this list of intangible aspects of humanity in need of urgent safeguarding. Mm. It's this UN list, and on that list is art and music and cuisines of the world in need of urgent safeguarding for humanity.
Mm.
On there is French, Italian, and Japanese food, nothing African, not even wujolof rice are on that list. And I thought to myself, why? And I remember being at a wedding and we couldn't have khemere because nobody knew how to make it, or umqombothi because no one knows how to make it. And I saw that, you know, this is important work that we need to start doing, of preserving who we are. 20 years from now, what, we're going to be having sushi at funerals because no one will be able to make food us. It's gonna happen.
Wow.
It's gonna happen.
I can see the imagery. Oh my word.
Think of how we dress now, how we talk. How many times a day do you actually speak your language?
Yeah.
Do you actually dress in your regalia?
True.
How many times do you actually eat your food in Africa? It's insane.
Here's Mahau saying, come on, preserve that.
Yes. Yes, please.
It is Kaya FM 95.9 and Mahau. The Lazy Makoti's Guide to the Kitchen, the book, it's out, it's available, get it, buy it. And she has been cooking, and I can tell you, Lindi Kumete is here. Nosisa Mabuya, Lesekwa Swartz, we spoke to her earlier. Lali Mashiko, Komuzo Bosaka, Kahiso, is it Machebe?
Yeah.
Yes, and Tabo Rampete, part of our Afropolitans who went and emailed us to say they want to be part of this. And they were busy in the kitchen. Now we're getting ready for the news, and after that we're gonna get some tasting going on. We're gonna be eating while the music marathon is playing, and then afterwards we're gonna be talking some more. It's 3 hours of nothing but deliciousness with one and only Mogal Sashwene's book, The Lazy Makoti. You're on Kaya TV, and thank you for tuning in. This was my top 10 at 10. Lassie Peswell is coming up. The question we're still asking is it still necessary? Is it still important to be domesticated this day and age when you can really outsource almost everything?
The best tea is the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.